The Hotel Bar, written and read to you by Kiss the Cozy. I don't exactly know how I got the courage to go and get a drink at the hotel bar alone, but my friend was out cold and all talks of sexual blunders and wonders had me in a state. I hated suffering this need pulsing with no release. I'd contemplated just quietly pleasuring myself or waking her and asking her to play, as we sometimes did when we were bored and horny. But alas, she looked too peaceful in her sleep, and I needed more than just my fingers, so I had to find another playmate for the night. I'd never done anything this insane before. Was I really about to just go and find a man to scratch an itch and then what? The thought sent a thrill down my body and answered my question. I pulled on a light dress, made myself presentable, and walked down to the bar. I ordered a gin and tonic and found a seat with a good view of the room. There were more than a few couples laughing and staring into each other's eyes, completely oblivious to the world around them. That was about it. Just as I was about to convince myself that this was insane anyway and I should go back up, a deep and almost sensual male voice sounded behind me, ordering drinks. I turned to look at him and he smiled at me, eyes bright and deep. While I was debating with myself, I hadn't noticed four men walking into the bar. The other three were making their way to a table, while the fourth was smiling at me and waiting for their drinks. I smiled back at him and raised my glass with a little nod in greeting. "Hi there," he said, his smile turning more devilish by the second. "Hi," I replied, smiling kinda shyly back at him. Then he got his drinks and went to head back to their table. He leaned in a little closer as he walked past me and said, "Nice to meet you," and winked at me. The smell of his cologne, musky and fresh at the same time, combined with his voice a deep and sensual hum, and his wicked smile had me a little faint. As he walked down to his friends, I got a good view of him from behind, and I studied his ass in tight jeans and the way his strong body moved as he walked with the tray of drinks. A loose shirt gave just enough of an idea of how broad his chest would be when he took it off. I was like a lioness in heat, and he was the alpha lion I wanted. I ordered another drink and kept glancing down at the table where he sat facing me. And I noticed him looking at me, his eyes sending a new surge of heat down my body, settling between my thighs. With arousal from him and this experience, because things like this did not happen to girls like me. Then he got up, and I begged the gods above to make him come and start what I was too scared to. His friends were laughing and sending knowing looks towards me and him. He came in close to me and said in a low voice, "Miss, I'm going to have to ask you to either stop looking at me like you could eat me, or actually eat me. It is very distracting." I blushed furiously and looked down. Well, looking down at that is definitely not going to help, sweetheart. He was right. I could see the bulge in his jeans clear as day. I crossed my legs and took a deep breath of courage. "Then you shouldn't look so edible," I gave him my best fuck me please look, and he laughed. I felt defeated for a second until, "You look pretty tasty yourself, to be honest." My insides purred and was ready to pounce again. In a low voice he asked, "Can I kiss you?" I answered by pulling him closer by his belt and kissing him. I got such a rush from my boldness, his attention, his smell and the feeling of his lips on mine, hot and strong. "Do you have a room here?" I asked breathlessly, all fear gone and replaced with pure desire. He smirked at me with approval. "A woman who knows what she wants. I like it. And yeah, I do have a room. Give me a second." He went back to his friends and after a few laughs and nods he returned, eating me with his eyes, and I let him have a good look. We went up to his room. My body hummed with anticipation and the feeling of his hand on my lower back leading me. As soon as the door closed behind us, he was on me, pinning me up against it, kissing me hungrily, and I ran my hands up and down his back, just needing to feel every inch of this man. Then he put his hands on my ass and lifted me up. I swung my legs around his hips. He walked us to the bed, and just before he put me down, he asked, "Are you sure about this? You can always say no, and I will make sure you get back to your room, okay?" But I hadn't been more sure about anything in a long time. I wanted this man, and badly. "I'm sure. Fuck me. Please." I begged. "Thank fuck," he breathed, and dropped me onto the bed. He stared at me for a moment before taking off his shirt and his pants, and sinking to his knees between my legs. He pushed up my dress and gave a little growl of approval as he saw that I wasn't wearing any underwear. "Oh, you knew what you wanted tonight, huh?" he said, looking up at me, meeting my eyes. In reply, I wiggled closer to him. With a chuckle, he started kissing my thighs, getting closer and closer to where I needed his mouth to be. When his lips touched my pussy for the first time, it was like an electric shock all the way up my spine. And when he parted my opening with his tongue, I forgot to breathe for a moment. His tongue was agile and relentless. He was thirsty and I was the water he needed to survive. I moaned and writhed with pleasure as he licked and slurped and kissed my pussy. Then he took one finger and teased my entrance with it, and I whimpered as he slid it inside. Then two fingers were teasing my inside and finding my G-spot, so I nearly lost my mind. Then the third finger entered me and I gasped loudly and shivered as he worked his fingers and teased my clit with his tongue. He looked up at me, enjoying my reaction to his touch. Then, as I was right at the verge of orgasm, he stopped, leaving me frustrated and desperate for him. He stood up and pulled down his boxers. I sat up to look at him and gulped at the length and thickness of him. He laughed a small and proud laugh. "I know it's big, sweetheart, but you can take it, I'm sure. Take off your dress." I did as he said, not taking my eyes off his big and proud cock. "Beautiful," he whispered. I couldn't help myself. I had to touch and taste it. So I grabbed the base of his shaft and gave it a gentle tug from base to tip. He moaned with pleasure and it sent a thrill down my body, settling where I could still feel his long fingers. I let my tongue graze his shaft and seized the tip of his cock. He grabbed my hair and pulled my head back, so I looked up at him. Then he kissed me and pushed me back onto the bed. He settled between my legs, teasing my opening with his tip. I wiggled my hips, whimpering in frustration. Then with one hand cupping one of my aching breasts and another hand on my hip, he slowly slid inside me, forcing my entrance to let him inside. As he did, we both gasped and stared into each other's eyes. "Fuck, you're tight," he moaned as he slid in all the way. He then started to thrust into me in a slow and tantalizing rhythm that became faster, deeper, and harder. I wanted him to own me and pound me and make me forget my own name for a moment. As he thrust, I followed his rhythm, meeting him thrust for thrust, while I clawed at his strong, muscular arms and back, then at last settling one hand in his hair, just to then grab his neck and squeeze it gently. Then he grabbed my wrist and pinned my arms above my head, showing me his strength and that I was under his control for the moment. I struggled, but only to make him use even more strength. I was rewarded with three hard thrusts that nearly sent me over the edge. Then he leaned down and whispered in my ear, "I'm getting close. Are you ready to come with me?" "Yes," I breathed, and then he kissed my neck, making my whole body shudder, ready for release. Then he whispered, "I'll give you one hand. Play with your clit." As soon as he let my hand free, it was like a magnet was pulling it to my clit, and as I rubbed it, his abdomen pressed against my fingers, applying more pressure with each thrust. He started moaning louder and heavier, and I could feel him getting close. "Come inside me," I begged, as our orgasm built and built until he was close to the edge. Then he moaned loudly, "Ready?" My pussy tightened around his cock as a reply, and he exclaimed, "Oh, fuck!" He shuddered and found his release. As his release sent mine over the edge, I screamed as my insides throbbed and clenched and pumped every drop of his sperm into me. As the waves of pleasure rolled through us, he rested his head at my neck, whispering, "Oh fuck, oh fuck," over and over. I was flying on the cloud of pride, ecstasy, and pure pleasure. When we could breathe a little steadier, he lifted his head and kissed me, then laughed and said, "What's your name, by the way?" I laughed too. I'd completely forgotten that I didn't even know his name, and he mine. After we cleaned up a bit, we cuddled. He set an alarm for early that morning, so I could sneak back to my own room. I fell asleep with my head resting on his broad chest, listening to his heartbeat as he gently played with my hair. We parted with a kiss and exchange of email. Even though we live far apart and probably won't see each other again, I still get a sweet ache between my thighs when I see a new email from him, or even think his name. My friend still thinks I'm this innocent and shy girl. She doesn't know what I did last summer.